Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back. We're talking with Pina DiCola about her book, Are You Photogenic? Pina, I was going to ask you, you know, when you're taking pictures of somebody and they come into the studio, they're in a bad mood or they got things going on in their life. Some of these celebrities, I imagine, are fairly finicky. How do you encourage, how do you get the best out of people so that, you know, not only do they take a good picture, but you know, they present a side of themselves that makes you want to take a picture of them?
My dear, you make the biggest point of everything is the rapport to create the scale of a photographer. Any kind of photographer is to create instant rapport with people. If you fail to do that, it's a very, very difficult to open up with celebrity and everything. I have to tell you something. I learned this very young. I learned how to create a rapport in instant, to understand the people on the first minute or two. Because if you don't have that rapport, it's no relationship. And I learned this with normal people. And with celebrity, with all kinds of celebrity, big celebrity, when they come to you in your studio with makeup artist and fashion design and all stuff, and then how you do it? You have to create a link between you and your client. If you don't have that, is the picture's no good. And what happened, this is a very big scale. I don't know. As a matter of fact, I did a little bit in the book to describe this to our report. But this is not only with important clients. It's create a report with everybody on the single day. Everybody you meet is because it's your image that counts. The first thing that when you meet a person is your image. People said it's the first impressions what count. Yes, it's this, but how you do the first impression? Are you confident with yourself? Are you confident with your? Are you confident to stand in front of another person, and more if it's you know, your boss or your celebrity or everything. This is what my photo image is understand and confident with yourself. Now, when somebody comes to me, and that is my point, if you're a celebrity and I need to shoot a photo shoot for Italian magazine. I know what my client in Italy, what the magazine want, what the Italian people want. They want to see the celebrity in Los Angeles, in the house, or the best clothes, the best makeup and everything. And sometime when I had the celebrity in front of me, I can say, okay, how I approach them. I can approach them as a product, like, you know, their actress, like the name of the last movie they do, or whatever they shoot, why we need to do this photo shoot for publicity in Italy. But for me, it's always who they are, because no matter what the celebrity are, beautiful people, they have a great soul, or they have personality, and there are human beings like you, me, and everybody. If you get that connection, doesn't matter what the picture are, because you discover a human, you discover a great person. Now, what's going on with the picture, why I approach this kind of argument on take picture. I can keep going and do pictures, start at home, beautiful house, beautiful things, whatever you can mention. But my point is to understand their soul, if you want to say that. I want to sounds too cheesy, but their soul for me is to understand behind who they are.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you learned how to do that, you know, at a very young age. How do you do that? Like when you come into a room with somebody and, you know, they're famous, they're used to people bowing down before them. How do you get through to create that rapport so quickly?
Okay. First of all, there is also a technique that I explained this, but I cannot explain on the phone. First one is too much the state, for example. The way that, for example, the pitch of the voice, I pitch you, as a matter of fact, because usually my tone of voice is a little bit lower, but when I hear your voice that is in the phone, I can do that too. If you pitch like you're a young person, and you pitch a little bit higher, fast, and very confident and competent, I get too, but I get a little bit nervous with you because I was like this. But I pitch, and the way I talk is the same pitch that you have, if you noticed.
Yeah.
Usually my pitch is more down, more relaxed, more... And even though with my accent is still, the tone of voice is at your level. That's just one thing when I talk instant rapport, even on the phone. And you know, because you're a professional, so you know this. You always have to pitch the way, because sometimes the argument for two people, if you said, oh, you did this, this, and this, and somebody answered to you, no, I didn't do this, I don't do that. You already know you win. But if other person tell you, what are you talking about? I did this because this and this and this. You are at the same level, at the same... You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you're trying to match their state of mind and try to...
Exactly. Yeah. You immediately have to match the... how do you say? You are too much their
disposition.
Their position, their state.
Yeah.
This is on the phone, but even in person, the way they said, hi, how are you? That's already tell you who they are. It's like you have to mirror them. Mm-hmm. You have to mirror them. And for example, if they have, they dress elegant, for example, and you dress sport, it's not question of the as much the thing. It's your attitude, that one posture that give the example. They even don't see that you are sporty, but the attitude you give to them is like elegant, what they feel.
Mm.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, for sure.
So first is this one, and then, for example, you mirror the way they walk, or the way they move. If they move fast, if they move one end very fast or slow, you just move that. But that is not like, that's come with time, with skill. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you something. A few days ago, someone asked me, how you deal with this, how many people you have bad reports, like they said. I have only one. Only one person that I would never say, that it was an international actor, and only one person that I cannot read him. It was just very bad photo shoot. I will never forget that.
Pina, you got some great pictures in your book, and I hope people pick it up. Can you tell us where people can find it and the name of the book again and why they should buy it?
Picture of my book, first is a lot graph and a lot graph and a lot picture to understand what I'm saying. Mm. I mean, because it's like physics. I'm not invented all this stuff. I just study and research what is the point of what I'm saying. Then I put a few pictures of my celebrity that people understand that I'm talking about, because I have a long way and experience, 30 years plus. So I'm not... That's what they, I wake up and just try to understand the face of people and what it is. So what in my books, there's a lot of physics. And you understand, because all you understand is like a book is a self-knowledge. Mm-hmm. You understand exactly the way it works. Then you make up your own way. You live your way. You live your own life. But at least you know how things work. It's like you know how work your telephone.
Pina, we're right out of time, and I want to thank you for coming on the book.
My book is Your Photogenic. Buy at Amazon and Lulu. It's great, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Pina. It's been great having you on the show.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Garrett Perry for the producer for the show and producers across the country. If you want to go to our website, healthfirstradio.com, and tell us what you want to hear, we'll be happy to try to find an interview for you. Thanks, and have a great week.